Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday! Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Fast First Stations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell. I'm so excited to be here today. Today we have a very special guest. Today, Mrs. Nationwide 2018, Angela Spears, will be here with us. We will learn all about her platform, and I'm so excited to talk with her. We will be hearing from Angela in a few minutes. Hey, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's amazing. I am so excited about you being on our show today. I'm just so excited to learn more about you and your platform and the Nationwide Pageant System.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for my first interview as a title holder.
Yay, that makes me excited because your first interview was on Fast First Stations. That's perfect.
Yes, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So first and foremost, I'm a mom to my daughter, Cora, and my husband's name is Brandon. And so I know it's crazy, but I guess that's, I feel like the most important thing about myself is I have my family, and we live out on a farm in Iowa, and I'm also a social worker at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics for the Ryan White Program, which assists people living with HIV.
Well, thank you for letting our listeners know more about you, and I would like to ask you, so you are a national title holder with the Nationwide Pageant System. So tell us and our listeners more about the Nationwide Pageant System.
Sure. So something exciting is I am the first Mrs. Nationwide title holder, and I was also the first Miss Nationwide title holder in 2012. So I've been there from the very beginning, which is super exciting. It started off as a pageant that was based online, and it was based on the internet. So you had to make a web page for yourself and then promote your platform there with videos. And it was really exciting then, and I'm so excited that it's grown, that there's now a live national pageant, and I got to meet all of the Miss contestants. And Stephanie, my sister queen, who's Miss Nationwide now, is just fantastic and carrying on the Miss Nationwide title. So I'm so excited that the pageant continues to grow and that I've been there throughout all of it.
Now, I know that the Nationwide Pageant System is a platform-based pageant. Tell us a little bit about your platform.
So my platform is, it's helping people who are living with HIV to help end stigma. It's something that is everywhere. Stigma is around almost everything, but it's really around people who are living with HIV. And I think that's important to say out loud again and again, living with HIV, because people are not dying from this disease. There's medications out there. They're living past people who don't have it. And I just really want to end the stigma. When I was offered the job with the Ryan White program back in 2016, I almost didn't take it. And having my degree in a medical background, and for me to be iffy on working with a certain population because I didn't know enough about it, I'm so glad that I took this opportunity to educate myself and end the stigma within me. And so I really want to end the stigma within others.
So how do you plan to promote your platform with your title? How do you plan to make appearances that are related to your platform?
Absolutely. So I know being a mom and a Mrs. and married that it was going to be hard for me to promote my platform. So I decided to pick a platform that was near and dear to me and that I also do every single day. So thankfully, I am given so many opportunities through my work that I've attended a lot of conferences. In September, we'll be going to Orlando to the United States Conference on AIDS, which is called USCA. So we'll be going to that, my whole family, and we'll be traveling together, and I'll be meeting people who are living with HIV, and then also people who are also hoping to end stigma and end the AIDS epidemic. We've gone to the Pride Parade, so my family goes everywhere with me, and we are just promoting this together as a family, and I've been really lucky to be given an opportunity through my work to do this.
Being a Mrs. Title holder myself, I know that it's very crucial that your family is behind you in every single thing that you do with your pageantry work and all of your pageantry experiences. And I know that you are so glad to have a supportive family. And because, I mean, you really do, your family really has to support you pretty much 100%.
Absolutely. So you know exactly what I'm going through. It's hard to maintain a balance of having a family mm-hmm. and being a title holder and a working mom. And so it is super important to have that support system, and I'm so lucky to have it. And I'm also lucky that my daughter is only 15 months old, so we can just pack her up with us. But I'm really mm-hmm. excited that she's getting these opportunities that I'm given right now too, because I lived in such a small community that I think that that's why there was more stigma within me around HIV. And I'm excited that she's not going to be growing up with that same sort of stigma, that she's going to be more open to everyone.
I think that's very important. Maybe she will be a pageant girl herself.
I hope so. I've been doing pageants since I was 3. So I
wow.
hope that she wants to do it. I'll never make her, but I hope that I'm glad that she gets to be around it, and especially in a platform-based system, that she can learn inside her what she wants to do and that she can promote that to other girls.
Now, tell us about you mentioned that you have been in pageants ever since you were 3. So tell us a little bit more about your pageant background, and tell us a little bit more about the nationals that were held last month.
Absolutely. So, yes, I've been in pageants since I was 3, not toddlers and tiaras. I've been doing the system, different systems. I started off in the Little Miss Scott County pageant, which is a Miss America pageant. I've done lots of the USA Miss Iowa pageant. And then I did the Miss Nationwide pageant, which was my last Miss pageant. Until I did this one when I was married. Last month at the Miss and Mrs. Nationwide pageant, it was held in Omaha, and so our pageant was there. I got plenty of opportunity to get to know the girls. Troy, the national director, was fantastic. He set up so many opportunities for us to get out into the community. We were able to go and feed the homeless or displaced population in Omaha. We got to meet so many people. And for me, that was really important because I was able to, again, talk to my platform about people who are displaced, and so they may be using IV drugs, and it was really important to do some education there. So I was so thankful for all of the opportunities that Troy provided us to show us around the town, but also get to know the people that were there.
Well, that sounds like that was a very amazing experience. And let me ask you this. Now, I just had my nationals a few weeks ago as well. So what about your pageant experience at nationals that you liked the most? Was it interview? Was it evening gown? What did you just love the most? And what do in any pageant that you compete in, what are you excited about?
So my favorite portion about the pageant, besides getting to know all the girls, like, I am such a people person, so I loved getting to meet everyone and their personalities. But within the pageant itself, I really liked this pageant because Troy gave us the opportunity to give a presentation to the judges on our platform. So it was really our opportunity to speak to them about all the different, like, our platform for 10 minutes. And so we could talk to them. And it didn't take up a whole lot of time then in the interview. If they wanted to touch on it again, they could. But I feel like in the interview, then they really got to know me, and I got to give the information on my platform at a different time.
Well, I really like that idea. And I think when any time a contestant showcases their platform at a pageant, I think that empowers them. And then, like you said, the other contestants can, you know, learn more about you and your platform and why you chose your platform. I think that's a really good idea.
Yes, it was great. I was really appreciative, and I really like Troy's ideas that he's had for the pageant.
Yes, and now I know that it feels wonderful to be Mrs. Nationwide, but tell us, how are you feeling, and what appearances are you looking forward to, and what do you plan to do with your title?
So since I was the very first Mrs., my plan is to really promote the pageant itself for the Mrs. title. I really want to get more Mrs. involved and let them know that this is really an opportunity to bring not only you but your family with, to have them help you promote it as well. So my goal is to hopefully get a lot more Mrs. contestants next year in there. I do have a lot of different appearances coming up. I know I just won, but I'm super excited because my work offers me these opportunities. Next month, we're going to the United States Conference on AIDS. I'm excited to wear my crown and sash around and talk to people about the Mrs. Nationwide pageant. Hopefully there will be some people there that want to continue the same platform or maybe different platform. And I am excited. I want to be doing some parades, and this is the perfect time because my hometown was today, so I went to that, and I'm just super excited to have the title to be promoting, and I'm talking to our University of Iowa Children's Hospital to hopefully be doing appearance to have all the kids there and maybe pass out some little crowns and have a prince and princess day with them.
Yes, I know the girls, well, I know the girls and the boys will really enjoy that.
Yes, yeah. I'm lucky that through my work I do a lot of talking to adults, but I really wanted to use my title a lot with the kids because I think for them seeing the crown means a lot more than maybe an adult does. So I was really excited to have this opportunity with that.
Yes, I agree, because anytime I wear my crown or my sash and I go around kids, they just love it. They think that you are a celebrity, and it just makes you feel good, makes them feel good, so it's just a good feeling all around.
Yes, yes, my daughter loves my crown and sash, too, so I got to keep that out of her mouth sometimes. She just loves sparkles, and so kids love sparkles, and it's just the perfect opportunity to try and educate them and get to know them.
Now, you have been doing pageants for a while now, but if someone came to you and they were like, Angela, I want to get into pageants, but I've never been in a pageant before, and I'm scared, and I don't know what to do, what advice would you give that person?
So this has happened plenty. I do have a lot of people that come up to me and say, you know, I've never done a pageant. I'm not sure I want to. I'm not sure it's for me. And I think that doing a pageant is really exciting, and just talking to them a little bit more about why they want to do a pageant. Are you wanting to do it to exceed in modeling? Are you wanting to do it to promote a platform? There's so many different types of pageants out there right now that really understanding why somebody wants to do a pageant and then placing them in the right system and then helping them grow from that, I think that's the most important thing.
Now, I know you said that you have competed in Miss pageants and Mrs. pageants. What's the main difference between your experience as a Miss title holder and your experience as a Mrs. title holder?
Yeah, so doing a Miss pageant, it was just me. I don't have to worry about a family. It was just kind of like pick up and go and have everything ready. This pageant was a little bit more stressful for me because I had to make sure my daughter was packed up. We had our first long drive ahead of us to Omaha, making sure my husband was comfortable entertaining her in a hotel room for that many days. And really, after the pageant is now over, it doesn't seem any different being a Mrs. than a Miss, because I'm just one of those people that packs my family up with me, and they're such a great support system that they just go to all of my appearances with me, and we really do this as a family.
That sounds amazing. And like I said, it just feels so great to know that you have family and friends who really support you on your journey. And, you know, being a Mrs. title holder, just like you said, it's stressful at times because you have a job, you have family, you have kids.
I've been really lucky too. I have such a great support system. And then also with Troy, he's been a really great support system, understanding that, yes, Mrs. do have kids. They do have families. He made sure that my husband was involved in the pageant. He made sure that my daughter was okay and comfortable. So not only do I have a great family and friend support system, but also a great national director support system.
Now, tell us a little bit about your evening gown, because I love evening gowns. So what made you pick your evening gown?
So the funny story about my evening gown this time, I loved it. It was actually my mom's mother of the bride dress for my wedding. I'm lucky I got good genetics. So I was able, my mom and I share dresses, although she's a little bit shorter than I am. My other dresses from other pageants, they just didn't seem as Mrs.-like as I wanted them to be. And so I love my mom's dress, and so that's why I picked it for this pageant.
Wow, that's the thing that, you know, that dress that you wore on stage, it meant something to you, not just because you liked it, but because, you know, it was your mom's, and that means something. So that's amazing.
Absolutely. I was really excited to wear it. And, I mean, I guess when they always say, you know, some dresses you can only wear once, at least this one got used twice.
Exactly, yes. So now, if our listeners wanted to reach out to you, how could they do that?
Sure. So I do have a title holder page, and you can look up Mrs. Nationwide, and I believe it's a dash Angela Spears. They can definitely contact me there. They can also contact Troy. I am checking on my page often. We both check on it, him and I, so there's always somebody available. I'd love to do appearances. I'd love to talk to girls if they have any questions about pageants or, you know, how to get involved or just any sort of questions they might have. I'd be happy to answer them.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners today?
I guess my big thing is that, you know, never be afraid to try something. Some people are always too afraid, and you will miss 100% of the chances that you don't take. So I hope that girls are just out there and trying anything that they want to and best shot. And if you ever have any questions or you need some sort of support behind you, I'm always happy to be there for anyone.
Thank you so much, Angela, for being with us today. I know that our listeners have really enjoyed our episode, and I have enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me on my first interview as a national title holder.
Yay!
I'm super excited, and you were so wonderful to talk to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay fabulous.
Yes, bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.